So here's this algorithm implemented with a for all statement, which, so you can already see this has advantages. Namely, my arrays are now dimensioned 3 times n, not 3 times m by n. So basically it's the same. I have now a suffix c, which is the circulating versions of the variables. So it's extremely straightforward. And you can see here, so here I did get the mass right, and these masses have the gravitational constant pre-stored in them. So we first of all shift, and we're going to shift to begin with, because we don't want to do the first case where there's no shift, because that's xi interacting with xi, which doesn't exist. So it's essentially the same algorithm you had before,